Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, there's just no two ways about it. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray Beef. There's no doubt, either, that you're mighty anxious for those wonderfully delicious and juicy Kroger Tender Ray beefsteaks and roasts to become plentiful once more. Well, your wish may come true in the near future. Yes, we hope that soon Kroger Tender Ray Beef will be available at your neighborhood Kroger store. Meantime, though, it will continue to remain scarce, since it's so hard to get the top grades of grain-fattened cattle. Now, just why are those top grades so important? Because Kroger uses only the top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. So now you can see why we say that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And one day soon you'll be able to step up to the meat counter at your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tender Ray Beef, please," and get it. Meantime, Kroger is doing everything possible to provide you with beef. And when your Kroger store does have it, you can be sure it's the best beef that's available on the market today. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs came home with Professor Rogers yesterday to find that Freddie Lang is an expert pianist. This seems to bear out Penny's feelings that Freddie is not an entirely bad boy. But she's having a bad time convincing Professor Rogers that she's right.
Not a bad morning for a drive into the country, is it, Miss Gibbs?
It's a lovely morning, Professor Rogers, but let's not change the subject.
Well, we might as well. It's a closed matter as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Professor, really, Freddie has a lot of ability. He could be a marvelous pianist with a little training. In 2 or 3 years' time...
In two or three years from now, we'll talk about that, Miss Gibbs.
Why 2 or 3 years from now?
Because if what the New York police say is true, Freddie's going to spend a couple of years in jail. You know that.
Well, I won't allow that.
You're talking like the First Lady of Rossville again. And, remember, as of noon yesterday, you don't even have a job.
I'm sorry. It was a stupid thing to say. I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Oh, I know that. I just couldn't resist the opportunity to kid you, that's all. Forgive me, will you?
Yes, if you'll forgive Freddie.
I do forgive him. I forgave him some time ago. Miss Gibbs, I don't condemn him for what he's done. I realize he's been living under rather difficult circumstances, and, well, he's fallen in with a bad crowd. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't be punished.
You just aren't going to give him a chance, are you?
What kind of a chance can I give him?
Don't send him back to New York. Go to New York yourself and try and make some kind of arrangement with the police there.
What kind of an arrangement?
Oh, I don't know. You know more about those things than I do.
Only because you obviously know nothing about them, Miss Gibbs. The police can't break the law themselves to help someone who has broken the law. Even if they wanted to help Freddie, and I don't doubt they might want to, they can't. It would be unfair to others.
So they'll be unfair to Freddie to keep from being unfair to others. What kind of sense does that make?
A lot. I must have expressed myself badly.
As far as Freddie's concerned, you're acting rather badly too, Professor, and I think you better take me home.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lose my temper.
As Freddie would say, skip it.
Thanks. Professor Rogers.
Hmm?
Are you taking Freddie to New York yourself?
Yes, but not alone. The New York police are sending a detective up to go back with us.
I see.
Why do you ask?
Because I want to ask a favor. You mind?
No. Why should I mind?
Well, you might when you hear what it is.
Well, what is it?
When you and the detectives take Freddie to New York, I'd like to go along with you.
Oh, I'm home.
Oh, Penny, I'm so glad you're here.
Sam, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
No reason, Penny. I'm just crying.
Oh, Suzanne, I know better. You aren't the kind to cry without a reason. What's the matter? What happened?
Nothing.
Look, you know I won't believe that. Why the tears? Is it something Freddie's done?
Penny, let's not talk about it.
No, we will talk about it. It was Freddie, wasn't it? Where is he?
I don't know. Somewhere around. I don't know.
Well, we'll find him. Suzanne, what's he done?
Oh, it's nothing he's done, Penny. It's what he said to me.
He hasn't been talking about you and your child again, has he?
Yes. Yes.
Wait till I get my hands on him. Suzanne, what did he say this time?
Oh, nothing different. Only that I'm a fool to have a child in a world like this. And he says the most awful things about what will happen to a child who's born today.
He says the most awful things, period. Oh, Suzanne, you're being silly to let anything he says upset you.
Yes, I know, Penny. I know I am. I've fought against everything he said. He's so wrong in everything he says, and I know it. My child will be happy, Penny. I know that. My child will not grow up to be bitter.
The way Freddie isn't. I should say not. Now, I'll find Freddie around this house or the yard somewhere and straighten him out in no uncertain terms.
Well, let's hear the terms, Gibbsy. I'll sign them, whatever they are.
Freddie, what were you doing standing there in the hall and listening?
No, I wasn't listening on purpose, Gibbsy. I'm a lot of things, maybe, but I'm not a snoop. I was just coming in from the backyard when I heard you chinning about me. I just stood in the hall long enough to get an earful of what I was up against.
Well, then you know what you have to do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm to tell Ma here that I'm sorry I shot off my mouth again.
Well, tell her. And tell her nicely.
What do you mean, nice? Ain't the way I talk good enough for you either?
Freddie, I think you're the most ungrateful.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Gibbsy. Okay. I know I'm wrong. I know I was wrong when I talked with Susie here in the first place the way I done.
Well, then tell her so.
Okay. Mrs. Gibbs,
oh,
I'm...
That's quite all right, Freddie. I understand.
No, it ain't all right, Mrs. Gibbs. And I'll give you odds of 20 to 1 that you don't understand me no more and you understand Doc Einstein's theory of something or other.
Well, perhaps not, Freddie, but you're forgiven just the same.
Yeah? That's swell. Did I make you almost laugh or something?
Yes, Freddie, almost.
Well, then you and me are doing better, huh?
I think we will manage.
You'll manage as long as you control that tongue of yours, Freddie.
Yeah? Okay, Gibbsy, I'll put the clamps on it as much as I can. But I ain't promising it won't start wagging around like it's loose at both ends again, so. Well, now what's so funny?
Nothing, you're just cute.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Gibbs.
Oh, I think what Penny means is that it's impossible to remain angry with you for any length of time.
Oh.
You'll excuse me, please, both of you. I have some things to do.
Mm-hmm. Then we're on the same side of the fence again, huh, Mrs. G?
Yes, Freddie. Quite on the same side.
Okay. Well, nothing like a little charm to wiggle your way out of a jam, huh, Gibbsy?
Freddie Lang, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And if you ever again
say anything
to her...
What's the matter? I ain't got charm with you, huh?
You certainly haven't. Not right now, anyway. Freddie, if I were Suzanne, I'd demand that you be put out of this house.
Well, maybe you're going to boot me out anyhow, huh? Okay. I've been waiting to get kicked out. Where's the local police station?
No! I'll save the cops. Freddie, you come back here.
Sure I will. When I get tossed out of joints, I don't care how I land, but when I get booted from a swell dump like this, I kind of like to go out feet first. So
you listen
to
me.
Huh?
I want to be angry with you, but I'm not.
You ain't?
No.
Well, you sure are putting on a pretty good act for a dame.
Listen, why don't you drop the act?
What act?
The kind you're putting on right now, pretending not to care.
I don't care. What's it to care about?
You claim you don't care about anything, but you know that's not so. You were sorry that you upset Suzanne. Why didn't you come right out and say so instead of trying to be so flip about it?
You figure you got me tagged, don't you, Gibbsy?
You know I have.
Do I?
Don't you know it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you got me tagged all right. Up and down, left to right, and from here to there and back again. Yeah, you got me tagged, all right.
That's better.
What's better about it?
You let down, you're being yourself. And I like you much better when you're being yourself.
You like me when I'm myself, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got poor taste, Gibbsy.
I don't think so.
Well, I do. I think it stinks. You like me when I'm me, huh? Well, what am I when I'm me? A no-account bum, a stupid jerk who's got himself into a jam and don't have the nerve to do nothing but run. What have I got between my ears to take the place of brains? Nothing. Nothing but a lot of loose nuts and bolts if I got anything up there. I come up here this afternoon to make with the conversation with Suzanne. I'm going to talk about the weather, shoot the breeze about what a good-looking dame she is and how I think she's pretty and everything, but what I do. I end up kicking her in the teeth with a bunch of nasty cracks, and the first thing I know, I got her crying. Gibbsy, I'm
not... Never mind, Freddie. It's over with. You won't do it again.
Won't do it again, huh? You just give me the time, Gibbsy. You know I'm a genius for doing the wrong thing. You want to know the truth, Gibbsy? I'm nothing but a stupid, mixed-up, lame-brained jerk who ain't worth
the
powder.
You're nothing of the kind, Freddie. You're going to be all right.
When?
Soon. Just keep trying to be all right. It must be Professor Rogers.
Yeah. You know, Gibbsy, that guy spends an awful lot of time over here, don't he?
Yes, he does, but only because of you.
Oh, to blame for everything. That's me, huh?
Yeah. Hello, Professor. Come in.
Hello. Thank you.
Am I going with you?
Well, arrangements are all made, unless you change your mind at the last moment.
I don't intend to.
Hi there, Prof.
Hello, Freddy.
You two going out somewheres? I heard Gibbsy here say something about it.
Yes, Freddy, we're going somewhere. You are, too.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
You're going to New York, Freddy. And we're going with you.
New York? You mean back to the cops?
Yes, Freddy, we think that...
Oh, now, looky here. Never mind what you think, Prof. Let me tell you what I think.
Oh, Freddie, please, try to be
now,
decent
look,
about...
Don't give me no sugar-coated alibis, Gibbsy. You think you got me tagged, huh? Well, now, look, I got you tagged, too.
Freddie, please, don't
You said a minute ago I was going to be okay, didn't you? Yeah. Well, now I know what you meant. I'm going to be okay, all right. Right where you want me to. Inside the walls of a jail.
Is Freddie Lang always going to be suspicious of Penny's motives? And what will he do now that he knows he's going to be turned over to the New York police? It'll be something, we're sure. And will it mean trouble for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. While fortune-telling isn't a specialty of ours, we will make this prediction. Soon you'll be able to buy all you want of famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Meantime, remember, right up until the day Kroger Tenderay beef is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Remember, too, your Kroger store offers you a wide selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and plump, country-tasting poultry. And they're yours at money-saving prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.